Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, Tampa. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. We hope you're having a great weekend here, and thanks for spending your time with us. We are on the air on AM 1040, Saturdays at 8 a.m. and Sundays at 10. They picked us up for another hour, so we must be doing something right here. That is good to know. We have a great guest with us talking about one of the hottest tech topics that's going on, artificial intelligence. We are talking with Nuke Goldstein, the founder of Raver. How are you doing today, Nuke?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So, Nuke, we talked a little while back, and I actually had you come present to our networking group, Bio Tampa. You know, just an overview on AI and, you know, what was going on in the marketplace. And what I'd like to do is maybe start there. It's been 6 months, so a lot of advancements in this space in that short period of time. Maybe you can give us a little, you know, recap of, you know, kind of like the last year of AI and some of the announcements or launches of some of the tools, and then maybe kind of like what you see going on this year and the advancements that you see maybe over the next couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, Bio Tampa was a fantastic event. I can't believe it's 6 months. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I feel older. it's been it's been a remarkable year. It's been a remarkable 6 months in the field of AI. People have a hard time understanding exponential growth, but if you are in the field, if you're following this field, you can feel what exponential progress means. We had so many new things coming out in robotics, in chatbots. The machines got more and more intelligent, meaning they can answer questions and have better conversations with people. Creativity, we saw some imagery 6 months ago. The imagery was very promising, and now you can generate images that are indistinguishable from reality. People cannot tell if this is an AI image or a real person. And then on top of all that, huge progress in video and music. Huge progress. Stay tuned, as they say.
Yeah, stay tuned. Exactly.
Interesting things coming.
Well, I mean, I've been in technology as a marketer, you know, focusing in digital marketing for 15, 20 years. And this is the fastest seismic, you know, shift in that I've seen in regards to it and how fast it's coming on. Artificial intelligence is everywhere. We kind of went from what I consider fake AI, kind of a few years ago where people were using, not really artificial intelligence, but they were using some programmatic stuff to kind of like emulate artificial intelligence say they're on the leaders in the cusp. But, all the way to, ChatGPT launching, and, the industry, growth, is expected to have, 100 million people working in the AI space in 2025 or touching some type of AI, the growth rate, 120%, even the tool set. I remember, just playing around with it, and it was only doing a few things. But now, like, I just downloaded Meta's AI inside of WhatsApp, and I click a little button and I say, create me an image, and it creates me an image right inside the WhatsApp. And I can share it, I can use it, I can say, write a story about this image. It is so fantastic and so powerful. We have the pleasure here talking with Nuke Goldstein, the founder of Raver AI. And, Nuke, what do you see here on the horizon, as far as AI advancements, where imaging is solid and getting better every time? When do you think video is going to be, kind of more mainstream?
Yeah, well, first of all, unlike previous disruptions, tech disruptions, where it took time There was a lot of hype and buzz, and Wall Street got crazy, you know, internet, mobile, etc. It actually took a little bit of time to see these changes in our daily lives. In AI, this is different. You already start seeing this on the bottom line of businesses, big businesses, Microsoft, Google, etc., but also smaller businesses. You'll see more efficiency. You'll see more, you know, things that needed white collar professionals are done more in a more affordable way and in more, you know, approachable way. And you'll start seeing this in our daily lives. In terms of video and media, this is a challenge because, you know, we kind of crossed that honey valley. And I always thought that this is going to be like that. You're going to read a book. Somebody wrote a book. Maybe an AI wrote a book. I don't know. But let's say your favorite writer wrote a book. And you say, hey, how about I get a video or a movie with Tom Cruise and your favorite actress playing the main roles? And within a few minutes, you get a full 90 minutes video, Hollywood production in your TV or your eyeballs, whatever that may be. That's our future. And people thought, when I told that story a year ago, people said, well, it's plausible, but probably will grow to 20 years from that or 30 years from that. Well, guess what? Things are, again, exponential growth means that we're probably a couple of years from that.
Yeah.
And imagine what it does to Netflix and, you know, the whole media thing. So
I'd imagine like the organizations like Netflix have to adopt AI and really support UGC or user generated content. I could see Netflix, you know, eventually becoming a platform where people can create their own movies, distribute it kind of like they do on Spotify. And you know, other Netflix users can check it out. I think we're probably, like you said, you know, you thought that might be 10, 20 years from now, but I think you'll see it probably in the next 2 to 3 years, if not sooner. You agree?
Yeah. Not only that, if Netflix doesn't do it, somebody will do to Netflix what they did to the blockbusters.
Yeah.
It's obvious it's coming. If you're following the field, all the pieces of the puzzles are on the table. It's very easy to see where it's going. Now, there could be blocks, you know, there could be barriers, either technological or regulatory, who knows what. So if it doesn't happen in 2 years, it will happen in 5 years. But usually technology like that cannot be stopped. So we have to get used to it, and we, you know, and eventually I think we'll enjoy it. I think we'll change our lives, but we'll also make it more interesting and enjoyable.
Yeah. Talking about changing our lives, we're talking with Nuke Goldstein, founder of Raver.ai. A lot of times, you know, in this life that we're kind of heading towards, the tools are going to do the work, but the user still needs to kind of be the director per se. And, you know, if you were, you know, kind of like looking at a career moving forward, and, you know, what direction do you see? I'd imagine you have the high value, high skilled, you know, developers and programmers who build this stuff. But then you're going to have a whole onset of kind of like the people that write the prompts or prompt writers, or sometime down the road, there'll be just more of directors to direct the AI to get the results or the output. Can you talk to us a little bit about where you see, and if your child came to you and said, I'm getting ready to go to college here in a few years, what should I study? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have that exact problem. My kid is 17. He's thinking about going to MIT, et cetera. So I'm not too concerned. I think MIT engineers are going to have a long shelf life as we go on. But to be honest, this is probably one of the toughest questions to answer And I have to tell you, there's a lot of people, pundits, and, you know, even the Federal Reserve, they're all confused about what's coming, because it seems to us that AI is going to do some job that required us to have our, you know, common sense and intelligence. And what does that mean to the job market? Nobody really knows. Will jobs even be required? So I'm on the position that what makes us human will become more valuable, because these machines are not human. They can fake humanity. They can fake a lot of things, but they're not human. They didn't grow up. They didn't have your human experiences. And I think that will become more and more valuable. And it doesn't matter what job you do. If you bring that experience, if you bring that humanity of yours into the job market, you'll have value. Prompt engineering, I think that's a cool job right now, but it's transitory. Prompting will go away. English is what drives these machines. They talk English. Right now, you need to learn how to talk to them, because they're still
computers.
You know, they're still growing. They're still evolving. Right? It's computers.
Yeah.
And English is the, you know, somebody said that English is the new programming language, basically. So, learn how to talk. Learn how to communicate. Be creative. Be innovative, and you always have an edge on these machines.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, like, just like, you know, currently to get the best results in generating an image using AI, you know, whether it's DALL-E or, you know, Meta's version or Midjourney or whatever tool that you're using, you kind of have to prompt it. But these prompts are going to probably go away, because the machine learning language is just learning what people want. And so every time someone puts a prompt in to do something and it generates a new version or something like that iteration, it's learning that prompt. So eventually you're going to be able to, the ones that could best articulate, you know, what they're looking for, whether in text or verbal commands, is probably going to get the best results. So, you know, honing in those communication skills, because the computers are going to do the prompting themselves.
Yeah, just talk to them. When I was a teenager, I used to have a job where I installed the IBM PCs in people's houses, and I needed to teach them how to use DOS. That skill is no longer in use, right? So that to me, prompting is like DOS prompting back in the days. It will go away, it become much more friendlier. And, you know, these machines can understand us pretty well. But they're still machines. They don't have feeling. They don't have, you know, life experiences. They can fake it. But again, I think we'll be fine as humans.
Yeah. We're going to adapt. Like you said, it's, you know, we have to adapt. We have to learn to use the tools to be more efficient. We have to learn to do things differently. And, you know, it's just like anything, you know, before the computers came, you know, before computers got popular or even the web, you know, we adapted through it. You know, the TV came, that it was an adaption period. The Industrial Revolution, we adapted to it. You know, some jobs were, you know, lost, jobs were created. It continues to move on. We're talking with Nuke Goldstein at raver.ai. He's the founder. Nuke, again, thanks for joining. That Is Good to Know. It was brought to you by our friend at Faithful Delivery Services, Dan Austin. If you need something shipped same or next day, think of Faithful Delivery Services. Shifting gears, Nuke, you have a new company called Raver, and it's at raver.ai. Tell us a little bit about this journey that you went on, you know, maybe from concept to, you know, to launch to where you are today, and then, you know, what you kind of see in the near future for it.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. So about a year ago, I was, you know, after decades in high tech and, you know, jobs that require 24/7, my wife and I were talking about opening a small coffee shop here in downtown Tampa. And I thought that would be a great experience. You know, we can meet people, get some coffee, have a small business. you know, kind of like chill life. And then I started researching and looking into that. And I found out that it's like any other business. You have to manage your inventory and supplies and HR and hire people and in small things, even the music needs licensing and compliance and regulations. And you need all these professionals around you. And I said, oh my God, instead of chill and focusing on great coffee and great music and meeting people, again, this is going to be a headache. And at the same time, as we talked about AI, I had a feeling that some of this pain, some of these tasks can go away in the age of AI and let us focus on the good stuff, on the providing great service, great product, great experiences. And so I, you know, I'm a builder, an entrepreneur. So when I see something like that, I usually jump 2 feet, you know, before I even think.
And I got that same problem too. You know, entrepreneurial, yeah. You know, let's go, you know.
let's go. You recognize a problem, you talk to people, you hear it's a very common problem. And in our case, we decided to focus on marketing and getting people through the door. And we started talking with a lot of businesses. I think we talked with way over 100 businesses so far. And we kept hearing the same exact story. Look, I know we need marketing. I know we need to get customers through the door. It's just too expensive. It's too time consuming. I don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to spend every month to get mediocre marketing. I really need help. And that's a call to action for an entrepreneur, for a startup founder. And we started building Raver with the mission of taking away that pain. And we are releasing, at the end of April, we're releasing the first version of Raver, which is an amazing way to generate imagery and text content. And, you know, this is step one toward creating what we talked about, a way to alleviate some of the work, some of the pain, reduce the cost of marketing and get customers through the door.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, like some real world thought goes into a solution to most any type of problem. And then you try to figure out what the best action or the route is to solve that problem. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. You can tune in on Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 10 right here on AM 1040. Listen to the podcast or listen to our radio shows that we put up on our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. And again, we're talking with Nuke Goldstein, the founder of Raver.ai. So Nuke, you went out to the marketplace, you discovered the problems of having to bring customers into a retail store or having to reach out into customers if you're an online store or, you know, just marketing problems in general. And you started putting the concept of Raver.ai together on paper and started funneling that. Tell us a little bit about, you know, where you're at now, what's going on with the product, you know, what did you, you know, what's the short-term roadmap and maybe long-term?
Yeah, look, first of all, I want to mention that, you know, when you get this idea, you're all alone, but the path leads you to meet a lot of great people and people who help you and then join you in this mission. And that's probably the hardest thing about starting a startup is get a great team behind you and just get your imagination to become a reality. And we have a great team you know, my partner, Greg, and Jeff, you here helped us as well as the local guys. And the Tech Mongo team, you know, who built an amazing technology. So all of that made us get to that, to where we are now. I'm always like a good entrepreneur. I always live in the future. That's my favorite place to be in. I'm trying to imagine how Raver will look like now. You know, great product. Try it out, Raver.ai. And where will it be when, you know, when as we discussed, 2 or 3 years from now, 5 years from now. And the way I see it is this is a teammate. This is not another tool. This is not another, you know, Photoshop where you need like a 2 month course just to use it. This is something that would be your sidekick. This is a professional marketer that you can talk to, that talks to you. My favorite path to that is what I call the proactive AI, meaning, let's say, I'll give you a picture of what I see. So let's say I have this coffee shop. I actually got, you know, I've done it. I bought my coffee shop. Now I need marketing. I sign up to Raver AI, and Raver says, oh, fantastic, got you. Just sit tight. An hour later, it comes and says, hey, new summer is approaching. There's going to be a lot of students on vacation. How about we do a campaign for that? And I say, yeah, fantastic, go for it. A couple of hours pass, and he gives me a full campaign for the next 3 months that includes images and videos and music videos. And, you know, everything you can imagine from a multi-million dollar campaign that you would do if you were like a big brand. Okay. And I'm talking about any small coffee shop, a very, very non-expensive service. And guess what? You get this fantastic campaign. You run it. You tell her, Raver, yeah, I love it. Go for it. And it just goes. That's the future.
That's the vision.
And then I can focus on making great coffee. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny how things come full circle. And this is Jeff Stanislow with That Is Good to Know. You know, I talk with clients because I've been doing marketing for a lot of years. And like the client said to me, you know, recently, it's like, I wish the yellow pages were just back. I'd pick out my ad size, I'd write them a check, and then I would go back to managing my business. So that's what you're trying to do with Raver.ai. So Raver.ai is now available, right? It's open and people can go register, sign up, no credit card needed. And I think you mentioned that you can even use it right away with some credits. Is that true?
Yeah. So you sign up. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for users to jump 2 feet and just get their marketing done. So when you sign up, we don't ask for any credit card or any, you know, ID. You just sign up and you immediately get a few free credits and you can try out the full system. And if you like it, you can buy more. If you don't, no harm done. So Right. Really no commitment, nothing like that.
I think that's a good way to go to market, you know, just like the proof's in the pudding. I think, you know, users kind of almost, you know, they not to say expect that, but they like that when they can go in, sign up, no credit card needed, try it out, get full access to the full version, not limited access. And then if they like to continue on, they can pay. Nuke, we got a couple of seconds here left. You know, why don't you tell us one more time how people can find you, you know, and what Raver's all about?
Yeah, look at us on the socials. Usually we use the key hi.raver or hi_raver. Depends on what the social allows us to do. Go to raver.ai, raver.ai. That's our website.
Wonderful.
You can sign up there. And yeah. Also on the 25th, we have our launch event here in Tampa, in Hotel Alba. You know, look for it on the Eventbrite.
You
join
got
us
it.
In celebrating.
Well, Nuke Goldstein, congrats on the launch. This is Jeff Stanislow from That Is Good to Know. Thank you, Tampa, for tuning in. Until next time.